I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Many of President Trump's policy proposals are driven by security concerns. That definitely includes the rise of ISIS and the reach of its attacks. Nobody knows more about the dangers of the Islamic State than the people of northern Iraq. All this week, we've been bringing you their stories of survival under ISIS. Today, The World's Richard Hall introduces us to a remarkable woman and warrior.
I probably don't have to tell you that this is a sad song. You can hear it in her voice. Khatun Qaida used to be a folk singer, but she doesn't sing much anymore. She belongs to the Yazidi faith from Sinjar in northern Iraq, and she is singing about the atrocities carried out against her people by the Islamic State when they captured her town in 2014.
They took women, children and girls. They took families and carried out massacres. I was stuck in the mountains. I saw with my bare eyes women throwing their children off the mountain so that ISIS wouldn't capture them. People were leaving their parents, the older men and women, and fleeing away.
The brutality Khatun witnessed as she and thousands of others fled changed her life. She gave up her job as a singer.
I was the first famous Yazidi woman singer. I was famous in many places, but I left all of that after what happened, and I became a soldier.
ISIS has brutalized, killed, and tortured Muslims and Christians alike in their rampage across Syria and Iraq. But the crimes they perpetrated against the Yazidi people were especially sadistic. When they overran Sinjar, the Yazidi heartland, they executed hundreds of people, young and old. UN investigators called it a genocide. The Yazidis are ethnic Kurds. They revere both the Bible and the Quran, but they are a distinct ethno-religious group of a few hundred thousand. They have long been persecuted by religious extremists, including ISIS, which calls them devil worshippers. Many may have wished for death rather than endure what happened to the survivors of the Sinjar massacre. Thousands of Yazidi women were captured and taken as sex slaves. Some 3,000 are still held to this day. This was a crime against humanity, but it was also a crime against women. Khatun, who goes by the nickname Kate, thought that women should play a role in fighting back. So she started her own battalion for Yazidi women to take revenge against ISIS. They called themselves the Sun Ladies.
I asked the Yazidi girls, who would like to join me to defend our honor? And every day in displaced camps for Yazidi people, girls were signing up. We spread through media that we were going to defend our honor. And my call is not only for Yazidi girls, not for Sinjar alone, but to all women.
I meet Khatun in Duhok, northern Iraq. She is taking a few days' leave from her post east of Mount Sinjar. Her battalion receives its weapons, training, and support from the Kurdish government of northern Iraq. They are now an all-female battalion in the famous Peshmerga, the army of the Kurdish region. They have fought in one major battle to recapture their hometown of Sinjar. On the day they kicked ISIS out, Khatun's thoughts turned to those days when they were stranded on the mountain, being pursued by ISIS.
It was a holy thing, actually. We had never thought that Sinjar would be liberated once again, because on top of the mountain, there were only helpless poor people. We thank international forces, America, the government of Germany, because they came very fast to help.
Khatun's voice commands respect. She's certain of her words, and when she talks, everyone else in the room is quiet. She says there are some 1,700 women fighters under her control. One of those fighters is a younger sister, Alia, who sits beside her today.
We don't behave like she's older than us. We act like friends. We respect her inside our house and outside in the battalion the same way.
Alia is 21 years old and wears a very stern expression for someone her age. Khatun has the soft eyes of a singer, but Alia is a different somehow. It occurs to me that Khatun lived quite a full life before the ISIS invasion. Alia didn't really have that chance. She was straight out of school and into battle. I ask Alia whether any of her friends thought her dreams of being a soldier were unusual.
Actually, it was not an unfamiliar thing to them. Yes, it is true, being a girl and wanting to be a soldier is not normal, but for us it is.
The us she is talking about there is the Yazidi people. Their community has always felt under siege. Mount Sinjar, their most sacred place, where thousands fled in the face of the ISIS advance, has been a refuge to many generations past. As Khatun tells it, this feeling is something ingrained in all of them.
The situation of Yazidis here in Sinjar has never been good. We have never seen a good life. Me, my father, and my grandfather have all seen wars. They say there have been 73 massacres on Yazidi people.
As Khatun talks, I get a sense of the vulnerability they must have felt, even before ISIS. They live in a troublesome part of the world, and while other religious groups may have felt some solace and safety in their numbers, the Yazidis had very little to protect them. After several requests for Khatun to play us another song, she takes down her tambur, a mandolin-type instrument, from the wall, and begins tuning it up. She sings another one of her songs. In it, she is addressing fate, dear merciless fate. She asks why it does not let them make their nest in a beautiful tree. A cold wind blows on Sinjar Mountain. There is no shelter here. No birds can live here in this dangerous tree. In a few days, the sisters will return to their posts near Sinjar. They are consumed with the drive to fight the men who committed such heinous acts against their people. And ISIS is losing the battle in Iraq. They may soon return to the shadows again, but their ideology will always be a threat to the Yazidis. There may come a time when they try to rise up again and finish what they started. The next time they do, Khatun and Alia will be waiting for them, in their nest, in that dangerous tree. For the world, Richard Hall, in Dohuk, Northern Iraq.